Classes have wrapped up at Rogers High School, seniors have graduated, and in the music classroom, a few students hang out and play instruments. But soon, these sounds will give way to something more like this. This is the opening to a piece of music called Rapone by composer Pierre Boulez, written in 1985. It's not exactly easy listening, but it's widely considered a masterpiece of modern classical music, and it's one of the pieces to be performed during the inaugural season of the Newport Contemporary Music Series. The series features a 100-piece professional orchestra and will host some superstars of current classical music. Composers Andre Previn and Howard Shore are both set to make appearances. Previn is an internationally acclaimed conductor who wrote a piece specifically for the orchestra. Shore is famous for his film scores, including this composition from The Lord of the Rings. And most of the concerts will take place on the stage at Rogers High School. Organizer Paul Van Anglen says it's the only space on Aquidneck Island big enough to hold an orchestra.
The sound is great. It's comfortable. The seats are nice. You know, it was one big surprise for me when I went in there for the first time. And so I think it's awesome that it's actually there and we can use it.
The series is a labor of love for the 25-year-old Portsmouth native. He's not only organizing the programs, but conducting the orchestra and pitching the series to donors. He won't say how much the concerts are costing, but says almost all the funds were raised through private donations. And as for Rogers High School, he adds the acoustics are great for contemporary classical music.
I don't know who designed it, but it was, you know, top-notch. It's not, still not Symphony Hall, but it's very, very good.
Yeah. So can we go check out the
auditorium?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Definitely.
I asked Rogers High School music teacher Dominic Pizzi to give me a tour of the space.
So, yeah, this is the auditorium. This is where we have our shows in here. We did The Drowsy Chaperone was the musical that we did this year, which was really fun. I actually got to conduct it.
The high school auditorium is a perfect circle with a large lobby and more than 1,000 seats.
And the acoustics are really nice in here, too.
To demonstrate those acoustics, Pete C. has me walk up the stadium seating to the back of the auditorium while he stays on stage.
Like up here?
Now I'm about 200 feet away, but can easily hear him talking. It's hard to tell through the microphone, but in person, Pete's voice sounds as if he's standing right next to me.
If you get louder, obviously you can tell that it really fills out the space.
Organizer Van Anglen is hoping his orchestra will fill out this space over the next few weeks as it plows through rarely played compositions and contemporary classics such as Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, Copland's Appalachian Spring, and Alban Berg's Violin Concerto. He's also hoping to fill the hundreds of seats in the auditorium. No doubt this music is challenging, and tickets have been slow to sell, but Van Anglen's optimistic they'll pick up on concert nights. Music teacher Dominic Pizzi says the concerts could be a rare opportunity for his students, who will be packing up as the professionals come in.
Half of learning music is listening to music. When you're not playing, you should be listening. So I feel like that's a really good inspiration for students to see professionals on stage playing.
And not on just any stage, but at their very own high school, playing some of the most notable classical music of our time. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.